These are the poems, folks. Stand-up comedian Tony Campanelli confessed Monday to the February 26th killing of 180 Comedy Club patrons during a performance at Crack-Ups in Royal Oak. "Man, I killed him," the 33-year-old Campanelli told Royal Oak police interrogators. "You should have seen them rolling out there. I really knocked them dead." From The Onion, March 1st, 2000. I once heard the actor F. Murray Abraham bemoan the fact that after his Academy Award-winning turn as Salieri in Amadeus, he was for years straitjacketed into serious roles and that, in fact, he was very funny. Abraham had played bottom to great acclaim at Joseph Papp's Public Theater in New York, after all. He then told this joke, one of his favorites, he said. It goes like this. A man says to his doctor, "Doctor, I think my wife is going deaf, but I don't know how bad it is. What should I do?" The doctor says, "Well, when she's turned away from you, call out her name, and if she doesn't respond, move closer until she hears you. Then you'll know how deaf she is." So the man goes home, sees his wife at the kitchen sink with her back to him, and from across the room he says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" No response. He takes a step closer. "Honey, what's for dinner?" Nothing. Takes a step closer, asks again, the same thing, a step closer, until finally she says, "For the fifth time, meatloaf." My wife attests to the sly acuity of this joke as regards husbands and wives, and I suspect the reason Abraham likes to tell it is that beyond its fulfilling the basic structural demands of a good joke, a setup followed by a surprising reversal, what the writer Jim Holt calls the little verbal explosion set off by a sudden switch in meaning that constitutes a punchline, it has a pointed design on us and conveys a psychological truth. We laugh, though a little uneasily, reminded that jokes are frequently tinged with the opposite of comedy, something close to tragedy.